Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse, a live radio program for all dog lovers. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
And I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny.
Karen and I are both experienced professional dog trainers and behavior consultants. We both work in areas of New Jersey. Karen is in central New Jersey, and I'm located in South Jersey. We're dedicated to educating the dog-owning community in order to help provide a better understanding of why dogs do the things they do. All too often, people complain to both of us that their dogs only behave when they want to, or that their dogs are stubborn. I can't tell you how many times clients have told me their little puppies were peeing and pooping on their floors because they were just being spiteful. We've heard pet parents tell us that they watched trainers on TV who have made them believe their own dogs were trying to dominate their households. This couldn't be further from the truth. We can guarantee your dog doesn't want to take over. However, if people spoil their dogs by lavishing them with all sorts of unearned privileges and affection, they'll become just like spoiled children. They get obnoxious and very demanding. We hope you'll make a good habit of listening to us each week to learn as much as possible about your own canine companion. If you aren't always able to listen to us live, you can always listen to our podcasts located on our websites, www.jerseydogtrainer.com and www.thedogsupernanny.com. We have a guest today. Lisa Spector is a concert pianist, a graduate from Juilliard, and an expert in canine music. Yes, I said canine music. By combining her passion for music with her love of dogs, she co-founded Through a Dog's Ear, the first music clinically demonstrated to relieve canine anxiety issues. As pianist on Through a Dog's Ear music series, she's appeared on the CBS Early Show and Martha Stewart Living Radio. Her recordings are helping to calm dogs worldwide in animal shelters, rescue organizations, veterinary hospitals, as well as dog-loving homes. We're going to find out more about Lisa's special music in just a moment, but first, Karen Fazio would like to tell you about her services in the Keyport, New Jersey area.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. This is the Dog Super Nanny, Karen Fazio, and today we have Lisa Spector on the phone. Lisa is co-founder of Through a Dog's Ear, music for canines to help reduce anxiety and stress. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me as a guest today.
You're welcome. It's great. You know, it's been a while since I've spoken to you on the airwaves here. But what I want to ask you a question. I'd like for you to explain it to our audience. I mean, Through a Dog's Ear music collection is not like Led Zeppelin, rock and roll, or any kind of music that we're used to hearing on the radio. What exactly is Through a Dog's Ear, and how is it composed so that dogs can understand it? How does that reach a dog?
Well, Through a Dog's Ear came about after a study had been done by Deborah Wells, who's an Irish behaviorist. She she had done a study in 2001 testing a variety of different types of music in a control group with no music in the shelters. And when she tested pop and rap and jazz and classical and no music, she found what was proven is that classical music compared to all the other groups of music and no music calmed the dogs. We wanted to take that step further to see if there, if classical music is such a broad range of music, and my education background, I'm a Juilliard graduate and grew up playing everything from Bach to then 20th century music, classical music, and it's such a variety of music. So when you say that, when people say, well, they leave the classical music radio station on for the dogs, that could be anything from a solo piano work to a over 100-piece orchestra work, and it could have been written in 1700 or it could have been written in 1950. And, I mean, any year of which such a variety of types of music, classical music, would come out of that. So when we went into our clinical testing, our meaning it was led by a veterinary neurologist, Susan Wagner, and a sound researcher, Joshua Leeds, and I was the recording artist on this, and we tested a variety of beats per minute, 40 to 60 beats per minute, all the way up to 80 to 100 beats per minute of solo piano, and also tracks, 2 hours of music of piano and other music. And what was found is that the music that was the slow-down, simplified piano music that was on the slower range from 40 to 60 beats per minute, which is quite slow, was the music that not only calmed the dogs and got them to stop barking in the shelters, but also caused them to lie down and stop panting and stop hyperactivity, and we had great results from that first phase of study.
Karen, I'm sorry, Lisa, what does Through the Dog's Ear, to calm the dogs, I mean, how did you orchestrate this or create it so that you could deal with the varying issues that dogs have? Because you have music specifically for dogs that are in the home and may have separation distress. You have music for dogs that have thunder phobia. And you also have music so people can play the music in the car for dogs who have car anxiety. How did you separate all of these issues to create the music that would be appropriate for each one of those issues?
That's a great question. The car, the driving condition is a little bit of a different situation. I'll explain that in a moment. But the other issues, the areas we tested on, in phase two tested, we tested on dogs in the home environment, and we tested on particular anxiety issues that we knew that the dogs had rather than in a shelter where we weren't sure what all the issues were. But in the home environment, we purposely tested right before 4th of July because so many dogs are reactive to fireworks, and we tested during thunderstorm season. We tested dogs with hyperactivity issues and excessive barking. And we covered there were about 15 different issues, but honestly, the issues that trainers and people are using this for is well beyond anything we could have even wildly imagined. And the reason it works so well is because it actually calms the canine nervous system. And as you know, as trainers, almost all anxiety issues originate from stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either stress in the physical environment, sound environment, and your dogs are so sensory aware. And so if you can create something in which their nervous system is calm, their heart rate is slower, then you're immediately helping the dogs deal with whatever anxiety issue is present. And quite honestly, one of the areas we did not test this on, because I wasn't sure, I had no idea whether it would work, would be dogs with aggressive issues and reactive and fearful, and it's become one of the most common uses of this music.
Yeah, I've recommended it to many, many clients already, and it does work. It really does.
I love hearing that, and I particularly love hearing that from trainers. And I know a lot of trainers also use it in classes with grumpy growler classes or, you know, reactive dogs. And it also works to calm the humans, which
yeah.
we know what's on the other end of the leash right. is just as important.
Actually, that's a funny thing. Karen, I don't know if you've had clients tell you this, but for the dogs that are anxious in the car, you have to be careful. If you're going to play the music in the car, you have to be very careful not to nod off yourself.
Well, that's exactly why we created Driving Edition. So the Calm Your Canine, the music we're talking about is the Calm Your Canine series, and now we have three volumes of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first came out with it, we had one volume of the Calm Your Canine, and people... We heard from people all the time saying, we love this, but my dog is working well for my dog who was afraid of being in the car, but the problem is it makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
And that's when we got really creative when we came up with Driving Edition, which is really designed for driver alert, dog relaxed. And the way that we did that is, first of all, we have a special track in there. It's called Travel Prep. It's at the end of the CD after a minute of silence. And it's 22 minutes of extra strength, extra dosage calming music. It's probably our slowest, most simplified music. And that's actually music to be played depending on your dog's anxiety level around the car. You might, in their instructions in the CD liner notes, if it's a dog with a lot of history of car anxiety, you would actually start that in the home environment.
Right.
And as you know, as trainers, you have them classically conditioned to the music so that it's they associate the music as a calming mechanism. And then the next day you would go in the car and play the music but don't go anywhere and just have you sit with your dog for 10 minutes, 20 minutes and play the music. The next day you'd go in the car and start the car but don't go anywhere, and then the next day you back out of the driveway. So it's a very gradual approach. And we've had stories of dogs who were afraid of even getting in the car and now can't wait to get in the car. What happens after that travel pack is music that starts simplified and slower and then gradually builds in complexity and then also gradually builds in tempo, which helps keep the drivers alert. Because we have found that once the dogs are calm, unless something new is brought into their environment, they tend to stay calm. So if you get them beyond, you know, three tracks of music, they tend to stay calm. It might be a different story if it's a dog who's reactive when you're pulling up to a toll booth and barks at the attendant, and then you would just go back to playing the travel prep music for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to tell you a story. I had your CD in my glove compartment, and you know, I was using it on my oldest dog, but then we adopted this foxhound, and she had awful, awful car sickness problems. And one day I'm driving with her, and I could see the drool come, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh.
So I'm like, all right, what can I do? And I'm like, wait a minute, I got one of those CDs. This is a true story. And I'm driving on the park. I don't recommend anybody do this. Driving on the parkway, and I reach over and I open up the glove compartment and I fumbled for the CD and I popped it in the CD player, and I'll tell you, in less than like 3 minutes, my hound started to calm down.
Oh,
that's fabulous.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
We love those stories. And even when we first came out with this and people said, well, my dog actually throws up in the car, will this stop them from throwing up? And we honestly didn't know until we started getting results back. And in many cases it does. And it depends if it's a physical sickness, illness, or if the car sickness is actually coming from anxiety, which so often it is, then it actually has helped many, many dogs stop that.
That would be great. I mean, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about car anxiety and sickness and stuff like that. So anyone who's listening who has that type of issue, this is a great resource. And I'm also thinking, too, that, you know, when you first get a puppy, play the music anyway when you're bringing the puppy home from the breeder. You know, I mean, keep that puppy relaxed as much as you possibly can on the way home, and then play the music once you get into the house so that the puppy can have a much easier adjustment.
Sure.
I used to be a volunteer puppy raiser for Guide Dogs for the Blind, and the first day I'd get my puppy, that's exactly what I would do.
Wow, great. That's great. Good for you.
Look at that, Rena. You're right online.
Huh? What?
You're right online with Lisa Spector. to what to do with dogs coming from their breeders.
Right.
Well,
Karen, I have a question for you about Lucy, because the CD that you had in your car, was it specifically for the car, or was
yeah.
it? It was. Now, so I have a question for Lisa. Suppose somebody has one of those CDs that they're using for separation anxiety in their home already, but the dog does have an issue in the car. Would she be able to, on the fly, be able to put that same CD in the car and get similar results?
Yes, but the only concern there is really not the dog, it's the driver. So the only Calm Your Canine, the whole series works really well with dogs in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Our concern there is the driver, so that's why we recommend driving edition. But it really depends. Honestly, for myself, when I'm driving in San Francisco rush hour traffic, I can listen to the Calm Your Canine series and be wide awake. If it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on an open highway, I'm not going to put it on because it will make me sleepy.
Right.
But in terms of the dog, it's the same basic prescription of music. That's the slow down, simplified mm-hmm. 40 to 60 beats per minute piano music that's used in the Calm Your Canine series is also used in travel prep in the driving edition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the rest of the CD starting from the beginning that actually picks up in complexity.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lisa, I'm going to have a couple of questions for you regarding psychoacoustics and your new noise phobia series, but I want to take a quick break right now so that Renee could share the services that she offers in the South Jersey area as a certified behavior consultant.
Great.
Thanks, Karen.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to tell our listeners today that the Jersey Dog Trainer offers in-home training throughout areas of South Jersey, such as Sewell, which is where this radio station is located, Marlton, New Jersey, Mount Laurel, Haddonfield, and so many other locations in and around the South Jersey area. I also offer group classes in Marlton at a doggy daycare center called Dog Days Camp for Canines, and they're located at 23 West Main Street, right in the heart of Marlton. If you've recently acquired a puppy, I wanted to let you know today that we have a 6-week puppy kindergarten class scheduled to start on Sunday, June the 3rd, from 2 to 3:15 p.m. It's a great puppy program. It was created by the American Kennel Club. It's called the Star Puppy Kindergarten Program. And for more information about any of my services, please give me a call at 609-280-9338. Again, that's 609-280-9338. Or you can get my class schedule right on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Karen?
I am here. And you know what, Lisa, can you explain to us it's a double question.
Okay.
One, I want you to kind of share with our audience what psychoacoustics is. And I want you to discuss this new noise phobia series that you have.
Okay. So psychoacoustics, really the definition is the study of how sound affects the human nervous system. And in our case, we're talking about the canine nervous system, so we really stretch that psychoacoustic terms into bioacoustics. And in our case, what we're dealing with our music, with the Through a Dog's Ear music series, is three things. The auditory pattern identification, which is taking the music from being complex to simple. Because basically what we want is when you have patterns in your music, what happens to the ear is that you're always looking, you're always searching for that pattern. So what we're attempting to do is we're simplifying that pattern so that dogs can actually go into passive hearing rather than active listening. And dogs have very developed ear systems, so they listen very similarly to the way that we do. We're also simplifying the orchestral density so that it goes from multi-instruments to single instruments. And the advantage of piano is that we can take themes and we can lower them, because lower frequencies actually slow down the heart rate of the canines. And then also resonance and entrainment. So we're actually in training the dogs, we're working on the beats per minute to match the heart rate of the dogs. And the combination of those things is what creates the music that then is slowed down, simplified, that we've coined into a term called simple sounds.
That's very good.
Now, your second question, with the Canine Noise Phobia series, we've had fabulous feedback and fabulous experiences with dogs who have done really well with noise sensitivities and noise phobias with the Calm Your Canine series. What's so exciting about our Canine Noise Phobia series, which is a partnership with Victoria Stillwell, the Animal Planet trainer, and it's Mia the dog, is that not only can this music be used for treatment of canine noise phobias, but also can be used for prevention, both in puppies and also very oftentimes middle-aged dogs, as they get older, will start to develop noise sensitivities that they never had as a younger dog.
You're right. I have experience like that with my own dog, who, when he turned 7 years old, became thunderphobic, like, almost overnight.
It's very common, and one of the reasons why is because, just like humans, dogs, as they age, start to get into sensory overload in a way that maybe they had the capacity to handle it when they were younger. I know myself, as I get older, I mean, most people are like this. They don't enjoy volumes as loud as they did when they were younger.
That's true. I wear earplugs
now when I work out because the music's too loud. And that didn't happen 10, 20 years ago. Dogs age faster and they're even more sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. So it's not uncommon for a middle-aged dog to develop noise sensitivities that they never had. And if we can prevent them in puppies before they're even born, that's even better. So what we did is, when we partnered with Victoria Silva, we wanted to come up with something that could not only relieve this issue, but actually prevent it from happening altogether. And so the Canine Noise Phobia series includes four CDs, and so one of them is Thunderstorms, one of them is Fireworks, one of them is City Sounds, which is filled with every urban sound you could possibly imagine, children playing and sirens going off and car horns honking and sounds you're probably very familiar with where you live, and even dogs barking and cats meowing and everything, footsteps. And so it's a combination of the sounds progressively brought in from a distance and then closer and then from soft to loud and set through different tracks. Underneath those sounds is a compilation of the calming music that we've been talking about that keeps the dogs just under their stress threshold, so they never get really stressed by hearing this. And then the combination of those two items plus Victoria's positive reinforcement training protocol that goes with it teaches a dog to actually reassociate that, oh, well, now I hear thunderstorms, and I know every time I hear that, chicken falls from the sky. Okay. Good things really happen, right, and my nervous system already stays calm. Mm-hmm. And it's providing a mechanism in which dogs can work through this, what can be terrifying, thunderstorm season or construction noises outside when you're in a city environment, and it's no longer terrifying for them. They not only can tolerate it, but it's actually all good now.
Here's another scenario that I've come across, Lisa, where a dog has lived in New Jersey, which we have a lot of country areas. We have some cities, of course, but in my travels, most of the places that I go in New Jersey is pretty quiet. We're not like Philadelphia or New York, where you have a lot of car honking and, you know, lots of industrial sounds and things like that. So here's a scenario where a dog was raised as a puppy in a country area where it is quiet, and then the owner finds herself having to move to a major city like Philly or New York, and the dog starts to develop real severe sound phobia as well as separation anxiety, because it's such a huge change, the whole scenario that they've just gone through with moving and the difference in the sound structure and all of that in the new environment. So your CDs would work beautifully in that regard.
Exactly. And one of the things, one of our biggest goals is actually to create communities of people that, you know, we're talking about people who love their dogs and want to do the best things for them, but they may not always be aware that the dog is actually reacting to a new sound environment. Mm-hmm. So we're really attempting to create dog consciousness around the sound environment.
Mm-hmm.
So sound, what we like to call sound aware dog lovers, that the sound certainly can play an effect on a dog's behavior as much as any other component in their environment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried using this in vitro, like when females are actually pregnant?
Well, you're talking about humans or dogs?
There is at least one breeder I know who's doing that.
Uh-huh.
And we're very, very, very interested in finding out and having some research done on that.
Mm.
And so I know at least one that's having good success. It's a long-term process to track that,
right,
of what happens. But with the puppies. But we know that in that case that it's helping the dogs in that situation.
Oh, that's excellent. That's a great idea. How long is each CD? Like, if the person is using it for a dog that has separation anxiety and they leave the CD playing when they leave the house, how long will that play? Or can it, you know, what is the length of each CD?
Each CD is 3 minutes. And so people often, every dog is different, as we know. So people often say, do I need to play this music the entire time I'm gone? Do I need to play it 24/7? We actually don't recommend it playing it 24/7.
Right.
That's probably a whole other interview.
Right.
But basically, I'll say with the dogs, how long you play it depends on your environment. So if you're in a situation, if it's a country house where probably no new sounds are coming into the environment, then playing one CD and letting it set itself off afterwards is probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a situation where you're in an environment where there might be new sounds coming in, people might be walking outside, construction, cars, honks, whatever it is, then we recommend continuous playing, either a system in which it can continuously play or the entire Cognitive Canine series.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to, if I'm gone for a while, my dogs, I tend to put the 3 CDs on and then let it play, even if I'm gone longer, and they'll still be calm after I'm back, even though there have been a few hours maybe without the music playing.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, as trainers, I'm sure you advise your clients that when you're dealing with separation anxiety, you want to really be careful of what the dogs associate with. So we recommend with separation anxiety that you actually play the music for your dogs first when they're already calm and you're already there. So let's say at bedtime, because it tends to make people sleepy too. So,
mm-hmm.
And I fall asleep to it every night. I've gotten to the point I can't fall asleep without it.
Wow.
So I play it at bedtimes for myself and my dogs, and it, you know, gets us all calm, and the dogs begin to associate pretty quickly that this music means calming.
Mm-hmm.
And you would use that for 3-4 nights or a week or so before you would introduce the music when you are actually separated from, when the dogs are separated from you. Also, a question we get often is, how long does it take to work? And that's very different from dog to dog. Some dogs, honestly, it could take 10 seconds. Some dogs, it takes 3 tracks of music. It usually doesn't take longer than 10 to 15 minutes, but mm-hmm. it depends on the dog.
Mm-hmm. Would it depend on how long, let's say for separation anxiety, would it depend on, just quickly, depend on how long the dog would need to have to hear it.
Like how long it's been suffering, I guess, right?
Right, because, yeah.
It really doesn't usually depend on that.
Really?
We've actually almost found the reverse in some cases. And it depends on exactly what the suffering is, but the more, at least with sound issues, it generally is the more sound reactive a dog is, the quicker the music helps.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and wow. And with separation anxiety, we haven't found any relationship. I've talked to people who were really close to giving up their dog. They couldn't function. I mean, they just couldn't go to work. It had gotten so bad. And they they, you know, most people don't read the instructions, that the 23-page manual that comes with the book. They're just so happy to have it, and they just try it, and they play it, and they go to work, and they come back, and their dog's still sleeping, and looks, you know, they come home, and they think maybe the dog has died.
Lisa, I hate to interrupt you. Lisa, I'm sorry.
So
Lisa, we have to interrupt you just for, I'm sorry, because we're running out of time.
That's okay.
I want to let everybody know that we will have a link to some of your music. I think you sent Karen a link so that it could be played. We'll put that on our podcast, and we'll also put the link to where people can purchase the CDs from Through a Dog's Ear. And I can't thank you enough for joining us in the doghouse today.
My pleasure. And all the CDs can be found online at throughadogsear.com.
That's great.
Awesome.
Thank you very, very much. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for joining us, Karen. I hope you have a great week.
Me too.
And we'll see you next week at you won't see us, but you'll hear us next week from 10 to 10:30 right here on WNJC, 1360 AM. Have a great week, everybody.
You too.
Thank you. I'm glad you're home.
You're welcome.
But where you been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop, chop.